Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, back in time and place, what takes you there? Is it a picture you see? Somebody mentioning something and all of a sudden you're thinking about something that happened in the past? Or maybe it is the odor or taste of food. Well, you know, here we are back to food, one of my favorite topics. And food is a great reminder of times and places in the past. And during this holiday season, there's probably a lot of those things that are so traditional, but basically they are from the past. And so they can be great. The odors of food, the flavors of food, the making of food. You know, I know that there are some families who only make one kind of food. It may be grandma's sugar cookies, and they only make them at Christmas time. And you can come up with a list of other examples of that food is only made at the holiday season. Maybe it's lutefisk, not at the top of most people's list. It certainly was not a favorite of my dad's. But anyhow, food is so important in so many ways. And all of this came to my mind because I wanted to talk about a fruit that probably is not in your list of things that's going to remind you of back in time and place, but it's very, very old, and it's a pomegranate. We now can find those in our fruit and vegetable sections in most of the local stores that we go to. You don't have to go out of town to find them. And, you know, you may have just passed them by because you don't know what to do with them. Well, they do look like they're kind of a leathery skin. They're pretty much like red, and they might be the size of a larger apple. And when you look at one end, it kind of looks like a little crown. They are probably not the easiest thing to open and use, but if you want to try one in various ways, here's the way to take care of it. You cut the crown end off, and then score the skin from top to bottom in quarters, and then immerse it in a bowl of cool water and let it soak for a little bit. Then hold the fruit underwater, which prevents the juice from spattering all over, and break it apart into sections. And then you can separate out the seeds from the rind and the membrane. And the neat thing is the seeds will sink to the bottom of the bowl and the rind and the membrane will float. So that makes it all easier. And what you want are the seeds, not the skin and the membrane. This is not like some other fruit that you're used to. And the seeds are beautiful. So they can be used raw, for instance, just on top of a salad. If you want to make a salad look really pretty and tasty, hey, just sprinkle a few pomegranate seeds on top and you've added that sparkle of red to the top of that salad. But a little more about pomegranates. And when I'm thinking about back in time and place, they have been around, of course, forever. Now they're grown in California, but they really came from the region of Persia and have been cultivated in Iran, Azerbaijan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, northern India, Russia, and the Mediterranean region for long, long time. And we're a part of many of those food cultures in that area. And people knew there that they were healthy. You know, they were good for them. And that's one of the interesting things that's brought pomegranates to the fore here. It is in juice. And by the way, if you're looking for a syrup, it's called grenadine syrup. That's how I first became acquainted with it, actually, when I was in college. And I have found a recipe for a kind of punch that called for grenadine juice, and that is pomegranate juice. It makes it very red and adds a bit of flavor. Anyhow, pomegranate juice, vodka, salad dressing, ice cream, salsa, lollipops, gummy bears, you name it, and there probably is a food that you can find that has pomegranate in it. You can also put it in your hair as a conditioning rinse. You probably want to buy that rather than make it. Or you will find skin products like creams and perfumes that have added pomegranate. So all of this has happened because we found out that it is so healthy for us. It is, as we said, an ancient fruit with a rich history and myth, symbol, art, medicine, and religion. And it has always been an important part of that Middle Eastern diet. But until recently, it was a real novelty here in the United States. But then medical studies suggested that what the ancients believed and took for granted is that they're really good for you. And thus, because we've become so much more interested in nutrition and what can be healthy for us and what can solve our health problems, pomegranates had instant celebrity. As we said, they're leathery skinned and large apple or large orange-sized fruit, and they have a sweet tart juice. Now, here comes the health part. Scientists think that it can help with heart disease, cancer, and problems associated with aging. Hey, they may be a fountain of youth. The fruit is loaded with antioxidants, vitamins, potassium, folic acid, and iron. So they have become our new superfood. Somebody said, you know, green tea and red wine, move over, because pomegranates are now the health news. One of the reasons that we have not had it so much available in the United States is it's very labor intensive to grow. Beneath its tough but thin skin, each pomegranate holds hundreds of tiny seeds encased in translucent ruby pulp. The bitter, inedible membranes hold these seeds, and getting the seeds out could be a struggle, but I just told you an easy way to do that. Since the pomegranate's health profile has risen, more people are willing to make the effort. And what they find in this fruit is, as we mentioned, lots of different uses. Because it is very colorful, that just adds to our taste appeal, our eye appeal for food. In baked goods, soups, sauces, ice cream, you name it, it probably can be used in almost any part of our meal. And you can just put it in a bowl in the center of the table as a part of a centerpiece because it's so neat looking. As I mentioned, most U.S. pomegranates are now growing in California, and right now is a good season for them. You need to, if you're checking one out at the grocery store, look for a fruit that's heavy for its size and has bright, unblemished skin. And now, here's another good part about it. It can be kept in the refrigerator for up to 2 months and in a cool, dark place for up to a month. So it's not something you have to use right away, but this would be a good season to try it out. Pomegranates are the fruit of a small, bushy tree and are used extensively in, as we mentioned, Middle Eastern cooking. One of the favorite dishes is a stew made with pomegranate juice or syrup. Pomegranate soup is one way to enjoy the fruit's warming effect. It uses either the juice or the seeds. If you use it on top of a cake, it adds that beautiful color and texture. And if you want more recipes for pomegranates, you're not probably going to find many in the cookbooks that have been out in the past. Newer cookbooks, you're probably going to find some. And of course, if you have access to the web, you'll find them online. So as we mentioned, you can use either the entire seed, or you can find it in juice, make it into juice, crush it up, just a lot of different ways that you can use it. So if you haven't tried one, you know, that would be a good activity during the holidays. If you're grandma and you have some grandchildren around and they haven't experienced this, this would be a great activity to do together to explore a pomegranate and learn more about it and try it out in a variety of foods. Good learning experience for everybody. So get acquainted with a pomegranate. It's a new experience for most of us. Until next time, first of all, I wish you many new experiences and remembrances, but there's no kindness more appreciated than just being there when needed.